It's Mark Andrews with the Arctic Radio Network. Joining us today is Tim Gibson. Tim is with UCN's Community and Industry Solutions Group and Workforce Development Center. Tim, thank you for taking time out of your day.
My pleasure.
First off, tell me a little bit about what the Community and Industry Solutions Group and Workforce Development Center is.
Okay, Mark. My name is Tim Gibson. I'm the manager of Workforce Development Centers at UCN Thompson, and I manage Swan River Campus Workforce Development Center also. UCN has workforce development centers in the Paw and the Mining Academy in Flin Flon. We have many goals, but the main ones are responding to labor market needs in northern Manitoba, assisting with rapid responses to customer needs and requirements as they arise, and building training capacity in the north for northerners, which will ultimately lead to lower cost options.
So since this COVID pandemic started, what opportunities are still safely available for individuals, industrial partners, or communities? And can you give us an example of how you delivered training in a different way to meet a local need?
So some good examples of what we've done safely and differently here. Here's a couple good ones. We offered over the summer a mold and asbestos abatement training program. It was delivered partially remotely. And in this case, we had a combination of live remote and safe practical hands-on training that was used. Another example for us is to train theory portion online and add practical training COVID safely delivered, which takes a bit longer but is safely done. And we did this with chainsaw certifications and ATV certifications also. We have developed pandemic-proof options with many professional partners in Manitoba, partners such as Tech Manitoba, Safety Services Manitoba, Construction Safety Association of Manitoba, and others.
Tim, as the manager of UCN's Workforce Development Center, how does that make you feel when a community has a need and UCN is able to deliver?
Well, as part of a larger team at UCN, it makes us all feel proud to help and upskill. It's particularly rewarding when we see graduates start new careers and return for even more skills upgrading. We've helped out hundreds of students.
Anything new at UCN's Workforce Development Centers?
Yes, there's a lot new. I'm going to get repetitive, but I would like to focus on our new upgraded website landing page at ucn.ca/CIS. Our new website offers more support and clear pathways to online safety certifications, long and short duration online skills certifications, and many more upgrades. We also have their live remote options and up-to-date current course offerings and recent offerings and a calendar function that you can see literally thousands of different options for everyone.
So how can any of us take advantage and explore opportunities that are fully online or already scheduled, or even training that has occurred in the recent past?
Great place to start. Grab a coffee. Visit our website again, ucn.ca/CIS. That's just a wealth of information and a great place to start. And alternatively, reach out. Start a conversation. There are toll-free numbers on our website. We're always pleased to get a phone call and help plan some solutions.
So in anticipation of talking to you again a year from now, what does UCN Workforce Development Center hope to have accomplished by then?
Several things. We hope northern industries, communities, and workers know the Workforce Development Centers can help and see us really as a first-stop shop for troubleshooting skills and skilled labor gaps. Local community members have ucn.ca/CIS bookmarked, and they can check it frequently. And we are assisting, most importantly, more people than ever before, and training can be supported even through a pandemic.
Tim Gibson, manager of Workforce Development Center, UCN Thompson Campus, thank you for joining us today, and we hope that you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.